joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 2-1 win against Horsham. Alan, I've got to ask first, how is the Horsham player? It looked like a fairly serious injury at the end there.
Keep your fingers crossed. I hope and pray to God he's okay. We went on the pitch and it was only a minute ago, but you look at the lad and his eyes were all over. There's a worry, and it puts the game in perspective. If it was early in the game and they had got called off, I wouldn't have had any complaints at all, or even then, because it's a lad, what's most important. We touch wood, we believe that he's going to be okay. I really hope so. And obviously everybody's forced out the football clubs with him, but it was a clash of heads with Huckle, which isn't the worst one a class has for, because he's got nothing in his head. And he's we hope he's going to be okay, but he didn't look the best, to be honest. I thought he was all over the shop, and it was a worry. I've just, this year, I was forced out of Kingstonian with him, to be honest.
It was 2-1 again this evening, same as it was on Saturday, but it was a different game, wasn't it? I thought we were holding on for longer periods today than we were on Saturday.
He's a good manager, and they've been in this league a long time, and they've got some good players, and they get good results, and they play the game the right way, and they play it, and we had a game plan to see and let them have it in not so good areas. We'll try to get we'll try to counter attack them as such. It worked the first half, because I thought the first half we had played some good football, and I thought the first half that we nicked two goals, and that was a plan. But at half time I knew it wasn't over. Sometimes you go in at 2-0 at half time, you think job done, not a problem, but I knew this wasn't, and I knew if I got a goal early we'd be in a game. But to be credit to the boys, we conceded a sloppy goal, but to be fair, we dug in, and if you want to win games and get in the top half of Raymond football, you've got to do things like an eight and do the dirty work. But at one time, I was going to see if we could have a ball as well. I was going to ask if we could play with two footballs, because it was a 20-minute spell when Nia had it and we couldn't get it. And but again, if you're going to do well in this league, you've got to come against good sides. And except for Dorford, I don't know if we played against a better side. I thought we were a very, very good side. Did we deserve to win? We had chances, but we had a couple as well. It was like Saturday really, but we can do better. And I think what the biggest thing to us was, we have got a lot of our side, most of our side, who's played together for the last couple of years. We've just come back for the last couple of weeks, and I think that's the biggest difference. We can get our lads working as a unit like we did. I've got some talented players out there, but I don't think we'll be far short. But I think that's the biggest difference from the night. We have played together for the last couple of years in this league, and you could tell. But then again, I've got to give our lads credit for digging in.
You mentioned there that there was long periods of the game where we didn't have the ball today. How hard did we have to work today, and how pleased were you with the way we did just put it down?
It's great, because like I said, Des Boateng, Bex, we haven't done, if you like, Martin Taylor's running, if you know, because Martin runs them very hard, and we haven't done that before. The new signings haven't done it, Matty Greer hasn't done it, so we had Taylor quick and most, as you know, for the last couple of years, since me, Harmsey, and Martin, especially on the running side of it. We've been the fittest team in this league for the last league, and even when we didn't get promotion, we were still the fittest team, and we pride ourselves on that. But these lads have got some catching up to do, and I thought, we battled very, very hard, and we'll get better. Bex will get better. I think he's a great talent. Dugas saying he's done really well for us. Des Boateng's ran his heart out tonight and was our best player Saturday. And it was on purpose we didn't play him on Saturday, and he got on at half time. He'd done really well, but the plan was to keep him for tonight because we needed his legs in there. And to be fair, I thought Max and was outstanding. To be honest, I thought he's two centre half done well. Matty Gray's quality stands out like a sore thumb. A bit sloppy around the pitch and all that, but it will be okay.
Simon Huckle scored again today. Yeah. How good was his header today? He had two people marking him when he leapt up and headed home.
But it's coming as you see, when you leave players out of the football team like I did, I left seven out because I thought it needed to be done. Caritas come through and come back, and he's come back. He had the hump, he argues, he thinks he should be in the team, he loves playing for the club. He takes our under sevens, his son Alfie plays for our club on a Sunday, and he won as well, and little Alfie scored as well, which we're pleased for him. And he's a club man, he's a proper club fella, and I've always loved him, I always think the world of him. I had him at Walton Hersham, I've got him here, and I think the world of a lad. And when he's not playing, he gets a hump, and but he's not one of them where he'll talk behind me back. He'll be straight as a diapers, and I think he's great for his football club. And what two good goals he scored, and obviously two good performances from him as well. And I hope it continues, because he's the sort of lad hooks that you want in your team, because you know that what you see is what you get. And the crowd love him, the chairman even loves him, because he knows that he gives everything to him. And I hope it continues, because he's a great lad.
Matt Gray was involved again today, got two assists today, an assist and a goal on Saturday. How big a signing is he proving to be?
Massive, and he's playing out of position. That's a daft thing. We want to get it. It's just circumstances where we are at the minute. He's playing, you know, a right hand, right back or whatever, and really we want him further up the pitch, but the quality he's knocking in, it's unbelievable, and he's a great player, but he is actually playing a bit too deep, and we know about that in a minute, but at the same time, we've got to make sure that we're just digging, and he'll be fine, he'll be absolutely fine, and once he gets playing his best position, he gets fitter, then I don't know if there's any better on him in the league, to be honest. That's my opinion, and what a dead balls and blinking balls in the box, what he puts in is frightening, and what a great player, yeah, excellent player.
But Carl Wilson-Dennis had another good game today. How unlucky was he not to get on the score sheet? And a great save from Telford, wasn't it?
A great save by Toffee. Goals have come. No, I'm not bothered with goals. We've got the best two forwards in the league, in my opinion. And it's not much better on them. And the thing is, he works so hard for the team, and he plays a game with a smile on his face, and he works tirelessly for the club. He scored nearly 20 goals for you see him again. Bobby's getting the credit out of the minute because Bobby's scored 9 or whatever, but Carl scored goals, and if he doesn't score, he'll still be in our team because he's a great player. And I don't think there's many better on him. What he does, he holds the ball off, he gets fouled, he doesn't get much protection, he brings people into games. You ask any of the players who would love to play with, and he'll always tell you Carl. And that's why, because the best award you can ever get as a player is your players, you know, players play of the year, because that's come from the players, and that's why he got last season, and he'll not be far short this season either. I think he's a great player.
At the other end of the pitch, Luke Garrard, we owe a bit to him tonight, don't we? A few good saves in there tonight.
I don't know, Luke, he's been playing well. At the start of the season, when we're conceding all them goals, I couldn't put many down to him. He's a couple of times tonight, he might have come for a couple, I think, but at the same time, you know, he's done a good job. He's captain at the minute, and you know, he's doing well. I've got the lad in to challenge him. Ashley Jones, so I think we'll challenge him. So Luke knows if he has a bad game, he's out of the side, and Ashley will come in. At this minute, that won't happen because Luke's playing well, and he's doing a good job. And you know, if it continues, great for the lad. If it doesn't, Ashley will come in and play. Simple as that.
You looking forward to the game on Saturday? Break from the league, back in the FA Cup?
Oh, it's a massive game. A good game for us, yes. I don't think it's a break, to be honest, because you know, Bognor wasn't a break, it's just a continue doing what we're doing. If it was a league game, I'd be saying the same. It's an FA Cup game, a magic FA Cup, it'll just be the same. Would I rather have 3 points tonight or winning the FA Cup? That's a hard question. I don't know, because I think dreams can be made in the FA Cup, and Leatherhead's done it, Staines have done it, so we would like to do it as well. As a manager, your first aim is to get promotion, your second aim is to get the first round of the FA Cup, and I've always believed that, to be honest. So we will go and have a go at Hen, we'll go there wanting to win the game and try to win it. And you know, I do actually think it's a massive game, but not too much pressure. I will just go out and keep what we're doing at the minute and keep unbeaten run. It's, you know, we're setting a change for beforehand. Runs, I'm not bothered with runs. It's just, and I didn't realise that. I don't think we're only a couple of points off second now, or the point off second. I didn't realise that either, to tell you the truth, like, you know, because at the minute I'm just bothered about winning games, and that's just, I keep saying I'm going to take a while to build the side I am. I've got the backing to do that off the chairman, as always. But the thing is that it's going to take time, and I haven't got my right side out at this minute where I would like. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks we can do that.